In a significant diplomatic development, former U.S. President Donald Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff, met Russian President Vladimir Putin for 3 hours in Moscow this week, as efforts to end the war in Ukraine appear to gain momentum. The Kremlin described the meeting as constructive and very useful, indicating that Washington and Moscow are narrowing their differences not only on Ukraine, but on broader international issues. Kremlin foreign policy aide Yuri Ushakov, who was present during the talks, said both sides brought their positions closer together. Witkoff, now seen as a central figure in Washington's unofficial diplomatic outreach to Moscow, has met Putin 3 times in recent months, as Trump continues to push for a resolution to the conflict, now in its 4th year. Russian state media broadcast footage of Thursday's encounter, showing Putin and Witkoff exchanging pleasantries in English and shaking hands before entering closed-door discussions at the Kremlin. According to Ushakov, the meeting focused heavily on reviving direct negotiations between Russia and Ukraine, a diplomatic track that has been stalled since the early weeks of the war following Russia's full-scale invasion in February 2022. While the White House and Witkoff have not yet commented publicly on the outcome of the talks, the envoy's visit follows a week of tense discussions in Europe, where Ukrainian and EU officials reportedly expressed concerns about some elements of the U.S. peace proposal. The proposed plan, reportedly backed by Trump, involves freezing the current front lines and recognizing Russia's control over Crimea, annexed in 2014, in exchange for a ceasefire. Trump reiterated this position in a Time magazine interview, saying, "Crimea will stay with Russia, and Zelensky understands that." Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has repeatedly rejected any settlement that involves ceding territory, including Crimea. However, he has recently acknowledged that diplomatic efforts may be necessary to reclaim some regions, once a ceasefire is in place. Tensions escalated further on Thursday when Russian strikes on Kyiv killed 12 people. In response, Trump took to social media with a direct message to the Russian leader, Vladimir, "Stop. Let's get the peace deal done." While Moscow has expressed willingness to negotiate, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov told CBS News that several key issues still need to be addressed before any agreement can be finalized. "There are still some specific points, which need to be fine-tuned, and we are busy with this," Lavrov said. As diplomatic efforts unfold behind closed doors, the prospect of renewed dialogue between Ukraine and Russia, brokered or influenced by the Trump camp, could mark a turning point in a war that has become Europe's deadliest conflict since the Second World War.